A Lesotho opposition MP is facing criminal charges after making explosive claims that the country's government and monarch had handed control of the nation over to neighbouring South Africa. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. Dr. Tsepo Lipolo, leader of the Basotho Covenant Movement, BCM, stands accused of violating the dignity and reputation of the royal family and inciting public violence after declaring himself the chief ruler of Lesotho and accusing King Letsi III of surrendering national sovereignty. Dr. Lipolo is also accused of uttering seditious words between April and June 2025 through social media posts and radio interviews. He allegedly claimed the government had signed Lesotho over to become the 10th province of South Africa. He appeared in court on Monday to apply for bail, but the hearing was postponed. His legal team has until 25 July to present arguments. He remains in police custody. The controversy stems from Dr. Lipolo's long-standing push to reclaim large parts of South Africa, regions he says historically belonged to the Basotho people. He has called for the Free State, as well as parts of the Northern Cape, Mpumalanga, Eastern Cape, and KwaZulu-Natal, to be returned to Lesotho. Much of this land was seized during the 19th century by white Afrikaner settlers. Today, many Basotho still reside in South Africa, particularly in the Free State, which borders Lesotho. The MP has based his campaign on a 1962 United Nations resolution that supported the right to self-determination for the people of Basutoland, Lesotho's name during colonial rule. He argues that Lesotho's 1966 independence from Britain failed to address historical border injustices. Dr. Lipolo has even suggested taking the matter to the UK Parliament, saying Britain bears responsibility for the disputed borders. Authorities also arrested retired Army officer Major General Samuel Markoro last week, accusing him of supporting Dr. Lipolo and leaking sensitive state information. Despite Dr. Lipolo's efforts, the motion to reclaim parts of South Africa has little support within Lesotho's parliament. South African officials have dismissed the campaign, pointing to the 1964 Cairo Declaration by the Organization of African Unity, now the African Union, which affirmed post-colonial borders to avoid inter-African conflicts. South Africa's Foreign Affairs Ministry reiterated that position earlier this year in response to parliamentary questions. Dr. Lipolo's Basotho Covenant Movement holds just one seat in Lesotho's National Assembly, but his campaign continues to stir national debate. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.